Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Paul Latour. I'm a board member. The board really wants to get a better understanding of this one herd versus multiple herd discussion that we're hearing a lot about.
Luno's herd でそうかですね。あたし、インジュースのゴンゴーですが、えで、あたい、えでりじ。あくしょ、ぐるあくからないですね。あたい、あくしょ、えがらきにたしら。ぐる、あくしょ、ぐる、はんたしら。すり、ご出来にしゅうごれ、ごけんてんた、ゆかんくて、かねごんごけらたせんらごへたんかそね。
Young Adam Chesky with ENR.
ENR ごへせんない、Adam Chesky。
There's a paper that was published in 2014
in
Integrio, looked at a fair number of caribou herds.
I can go in North America, could take with
that. They're so far apart that
Thank you for that. Supplemental question or almost a comment. It would lead me to believe that there's fundamental differences in behavioral separation over the short term and genetic separation over the long term.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Jan Anacheski with ENR.
ENR, the
accumulated evidence
and then I recall that
earlier in your presentation,
you talked about long-term cycles.
I know there's been discussion about barren ground caribou what's
caribou
to is
like,
I think I've got the time or the duration right, about a 60 or 70 year in the herd numbers.
And then in fact,
a herd that's sort of in the trough of that kind of 60-year,
70-year
cycle. Within the range of natural variability, but at the very
There's Jan Adamczewski with ENR. There are a number of sources of information that alternation between highs and lows That information goes back to when we did our presentation, we presented information on the 40-mile
It's a little
atypical. And we presented that information because, yes, caribou herds have come back from low numbers before. But the evidence from that would suggest it might actually be the kind of went to fairly low numbers and then sat there for the next 50 years.
I guess in some ways the question
from the young gentleman earlier about climate change, the reason we put that slide
up 40 miles, the carahuets, the carahuets,
Thank you for that.
Merci.
You also talked about in your presentation protection of caribou habitat, and I don't know if you actually
Well, we have one nice example. The National Park.
The National Park,
which was. So the Blue Nose West there's a community conservation plan. But
Beyond that,
to the west, then there's the Porcupine Herd.
Alaska, Yukon,
and then Blue Nose East,
Thank you.
Merci.
Paula Tour. Board member still asking questions. The figure on the top of page 33. It's the harvest of 65% cows versus harvest of all bulls. And if I'm interpreting this correctly, it's the 950. Thank you.
John Boulanger, statistician.
ENR.
The effect of cow harvest in terms of the model.
I'll think about that a bit more, but thanks for that.
Merci.
I'd like to ask you a question. Can you provide more evidence to support that statement that
Inizierebbero con le persone e trisi e dica e che c'è per altro e quello con le che dica che con le e sa sa sarezane e tri plus dos istiti con che qua sì.
Jan Adamczewski with ENR. I will
try
to answer your questions, and if I missed something, perhaps you can let me know. Figuring out exactly how many people are being taken by wolves and bears is a very difficult thing to do. It would require our general understanding of the
grizzly bear sila e sacho e sila e etri
kind of young and not kala
e kwe etri kala e se na ke hai karakwa e ba ga go se suni din de e
I guess some wolf harvest and
Dika gua go hisila idri Bathurst herd go hisila kas in 2010 idri sila I kala sugna su go hiko kala amtra go kan dika go hiko ke kana su nehta sila I konta gore suja kun I go kala kare kata ke I kulu I Dika I kanaku karnaku zitsi tisina I ekwengi tanete kuti dagare I juisila I kinchu ka kamen guhela tataga I tine kisila I tini Bathurst winter range di I kui go kalaketa I desri I tini dika I kani I zi kuhiko I otake di tini kani go ke kau teke di tini wini da I tini hakonta ata kala kuhiko kalta dota I the art world, the government will have a cut. If you can't go out, we'll call it a cut. When you go here, let's start to lie.
I think Keith has a question.
Keith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Keith Hickling. I'm
Keith Hickling.
A special advisor to the board.
Board, go here, go here, go here. ENR, go here.
And it's, I'm looking on
page 26,
Dr. Elkin
was
making his presentation. So it's 85 callers.
85 callers a day. It's in general, so lie 2010 to 2015, which June 2014 June 2015
I would defer to Bruno Kroff.
Bruno Kroff,
Jan Adam Chesky with you.
Adam Chesky.
What we're trying to do in the last few years is to keep a total of 50 callers on the Blue Nose East Herd.
Thank you, Keith Lincoln, special advisor to the board. So with that, we know why the callers are on.
Your
information gives us almost a 98% loyalty to the area.
And so if you had
those extra callers on now, at such a critical time, without the additional callers on.
Jan Adam Chesky with ENR. Just to clarify, Keith.
Just going back, you'd mentioned the weight.
Was it 600 grams?
What do we have on our table at 600 grams?
Mr. Chair.
It's because we won't have it. It's a visual, and so that's
how the
leaders are of water. I need to describe it for our translators and for some elders that might have a hard time understanding what a gram is.
I
don't think that's a pound, is it?
So there are 545 grams in a pound. So about just over a pound of lard.
Good, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
I have to go back to my question. The radio call, thanks.
Bruno.
What are some of the considerations that Arwed The alternate for radio
calls. Et de la de la sonne de la sonne. The drones that they yeah, I see that can I see that can I see.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Merci, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Keith, for your question.
Merci, Keith.
First,
Kakrisi.
Dr. Adamczewski mentioned in the last 2 years the size of the
three
we heard from elders and
The drones, did you can take it?
Mr. Chair.
Keith, Mr. Chair. The cabin ground surveys, did the Ireland and Gago, 2013, because in local
is simultaneously the old traditional method of the survey technique.
That's
for sure. Merci.
Merci.
Good, thank you very much. That ends my questions.
Okay, it's Linda Young, ENR. I just want to add also, Keith, that we are monitoring advances in remote sensing.
Linda.